This is the Niles Energy Podcast, episode 234, Paolo's three key success story with a 7.5 in IELTS writing. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's episode, meet Paolo. One of our three keys students took the test 6 times, not able to increase his writing score, took our course, was able to get a 7.5 in writing. Listen today and find out how. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have another amazing student guest today from our course, Three Keys IELTS. His name is Paolo. Paolo, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. First of all, thanks very much for participating in the podcast. It's amazing.
So how long have you been listening to our podcast?
So I think I started listening to the podcasts since September of last year, and so I keep listening, and I think I listened to all of them.
Really? All like 230 episodes?
Yes, pretty much.
That's awesome. So what made you go from like just listening to the podcast to actually enrolling in our course?
So that's an interesting question. And I think the best answer that I can provide is the following. I was obtaining the same score and on the writing part mm-hmm. of the test, which was 6.5, and I was kind of frustrated about that, mm-hmm. And so I decided to take a shot and try the course. And I don't regret because the course could gave me the tools I needed, and I could increase by one band score, which is amazing, I think.
Yeah.
And on the last IELTS test that I took, I got 7.5
in writing.
Yes, yes.
That's amazing.
And, yeah.
Okay. Let's backtrack a second. How many times did you take the exam before enrolling in our course?
6 times.
6 times. Yeah. Oh my gosh. In those 6 times, did you see an increase in your score?
No. I was always getting the same score, 6.5 in the writing section, mm-hmm. and 7 on the overall score.
Okay. And Paolo, so what were your other scores besides writing? Like, what did you get on the listening and the reading and the speaking?
So reading, I got 7. And the other sections of the test, I got 7.5, and I'm really happy.
That's incredible.
Okay,
and what are you going to do with your scores now? Why did you need to increase your writing score to 7.5?
Yes, I need 7.5 because I'm obtaining the registration as a doctor, and I'm planning to work in the UK as a doctor. So that's why I needed these scores.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so let's focus on the writing. That sounds like that was your biggest hurdle. That was your biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Before our course, what was your preparation like? How were you trying to increase your score?
I think I've made the same mistakes that other students made, and I was trying to use. I used free materials, and I tried to plan my own strategy and plan for the writing part, and so as I'm getting the same scores, and I was listening to the podcasts, I was encouraging to try something else, and that's the reason I took the course.
Okay, so let's try and share some of our secrets from the course. What do you think, if you could try to like pinpoint some of the advice or some of the strategies that helped you increase your writing to 7.5, what do you think helped you the most from our course?
I think what I learned the most of about the about the modules and the course was the strategy for the writing part, and I think that what is important for that, and I think what can help students is planning and brainstorming. I think this is essential, and you have to do that before you start writing.
Yeah. So before taking our course, were you not planning? Did you just like start writing the essay immediately?
Yes. Before taking the course, my planning strategy and the brainstorming that I did on the previous tests were not that useful. So I think the course gave me what I needed, and I could came up with a method that was really straightforward. And yeah. I think...
Hey guys, today you're meeting Paolo, who's a student in the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Because he joined our system, he was able to achieve his target score, and now he's moving on with his life dreams. If you'd like to do the same thing, and if you'd like to be a success story, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get into our course today. See you there.
Yeah, I think... you know, one of the most common questions that students ask in IELTS classes, at least in my experience, is they're just like, teacher, how do I come up with ideas? Like, what am I supposed to say? And when I first started teaching IELTS, that confused me, because I'm like, what? How can I put ideas in your head? Like, how am I supposed to come up with ideas for you? Like, I can't do that. You have to come up with the ideas yourself. So a lot of my growth in teaching, I think, in being able to help students was being able to give them the tools to come up with the ideas. Cause that's really the hardest part, I think, for a lot of students. Because like if I tell you what to write about and I say, okay, like here's your main idea, here are two examples, put it in a paragraph. Like that's not hard. Like you guys can string together sentences and come up with vocabulary.
Yes,
but that initial step of actually coming up with the strong ideas. And I know teachers always tell students that you're not graded on your ideas. You're like the examiner isn't grading you on your ideas. They're grading you on your English. But if you don't have any ideas to write about, then like, that's not going to work either. So describe, if you could think back to test day, do you remember what the question was? And do you remember how you tackled it to get that 7.5?
Yes, I agree with what you you're saying. And the topic that I was that I needed to write about, I think if I'm remembering correctly, says something about the increasing number of elderly in our society. Mm-hmm. And advantages and disadvantages.
I remember that one. Yeah, I liked that question. I do have some favorite IELTS questions. So, like, some weeks when I see the questions, I'm like, oh God, this is so boring. These essays are going to be so boring. But yeah, there were some good answers to that. Okay, so yeah, increasing percentage of elderly, increasing number of elderly in our society, advantages and disadvantages. So what did you say about that?
So I kind of like it, that topic, and I was supposed to give my opinion also. So I think what I first tried to do when I read the topic, mm-hmm. I started thinking and planning in my mind the structure of that essay. Mm-hmm. And I started paraphrasing words for elderly.
That's a really good tip, actually, to include that in the planning process. Because when you start writing, you already are armed with this range of vocabulary that the examiner looks for, instead of just saying elderly, elderly, old, like a thousand times.
Yes.
That's a really good tip. All right.
And then words, for example, the increasing number of aging, the aging of the population and the society. And so I kind of started a structure the first paragraph, mm-hmm. the introduction, with first sentence and then a thesis. And then I answered the question. I tried to answer in a simple way all of the aspects that the test was questioning me.
That's interesting that you say answer in a simple way. I think that's going to surprise a lot of listeners, because when students hear someone else got a 7.5 or an 8 in their writing, like, they just assume that it's because of some, like, complicated, high level, impressive, amazing ideas. And I try and tell students all the time, like, if you try and make it too complicated, I mean, you know, Paolo from the course, if you try and make things too complicated, your score is going to go down. Like, it's not going to help you. That's not how you reach the top.
Precisely.
I mean, the whole, like, motto of our course is simplify, practice, succeed. And it's really that first step of simplifying the strategies, first of all. Simplifying the steps that we have to take to find answers or to write essays. And then taking those simple outlines, those simple organizations, and applying that on test day. I'm so glad you said that and that it worked. Yay. Okay. I get really excited when students do so well. That's so fantastic. Okay. So Paolo, if you just meet a friend, for example, that says, I want to start preparing for IELTS, what advice do you have for me? What would you say? What do you think helped you the most in your preparation?
I think if I have to tell someone about how to prepare for the test, I would certainly recommend the 3 Keys course, and because I think it's really an excellent course with everything we need to succeed on the test day. And there's no need for extra material for or text books or Cambridge series. I didn't read those books.
Really? Didn't do those practice tests?
No.
Oh, wow.
I just followed the course, and I was really happy with the dedication and the way that you guys conducted the lessons. I think it's amazing. I did all the practice tasks, and I think, and then I was ready for the test.
That's so awesome, Paolo. I am very proud of your scores and your hard work. Cause I mean, remember listeners, it's not enough just to enroll in a course. Like Paolo said, he did every single practice exercise. He did everything that we asked him to do in that study plan. And he got the results that he needed. So that's fantastic. I mean, good job. Good work.
Thank you very much, Jessica.
All right, Paolo. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. And good luck in your move to the UK and starting your new future with your wife in another country. It's super exciting.
Thank you very much, Jessica. Once again, I'm really happy to be here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paolo. Awesome. Have a wonderful day. All right.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.